Hey everyone, it's me, your host Patrick, here with another episode of the Never Relevant Podcast. Today, we are watching the episode of Columbo where he goes to England. I don't know how he got jurisdiction, but I got my number one Columbo expert, Hugh.
It's me, the man that is the Columbo expert, and our psychic with us today, John.
I'm feeling a spirit. It is the spirit of Columbo, who is still alive, but is currently in insubstantial form. Then, and he is going to assist me in my investigation, and I will convict and incarcerate Patrick's butthole.
If it helps, Columbo is dead, so you could get his medium.
That's impossible. You can't kill something that isn't alive.
Yes, you can.
I've heard that demons will take the form of Columbos. Is this true, John? To confuse and to ensorcel us.
Let me consult my ghost box.
Please.
Columbo says yes.
God damn it!
Wait, how can you be sure that that's the real Columbo and not a demon?
Whoa.
These people are so British.
I'm currently absorbing all of this English clothing.
Oh my god, her face is terrifying.
Do you think this is actually on location?
It has to be. Patrick, this has to be.
Do you think her eyes are rimmed with brimstone?
I don't know, but this weird mask that she's wearing is freaking me the fuck out.
I mean, this is what, the 1970s and 1960s? England's in the middle of the Industrial Revolution. It's probably the smog.
I think that guy's carrying a bouquet of cauliflower.
Oh, is it her husband?
The flowers of England, you mean?
Oh, shit. Catch. I love that. In England, it's customary to fastball special flowers at people.
This guy is so smooth. He immediately diffused this shrieking harpy.
Where have I seen him before? He's been in some other stuff.
Is this John Williams?
Wow.
I know he's been in this red-suited man.
Wow, what the fuck's going on with those people?
Oh, yeah. Our production of Hamlet accidentally bumped into an underground cavern of cave people.
Well, no, I guess this is... Which is the one with the witches? Is that Macbeth?
That's Macbeth.
Yeah.
Maybe
she's playing Lady Macbeth. That would be fitting.
I thought
fitting.
It said Hamlet on the front. Did it say Macbeth?
Lava.
Oh, it must be Macbeth, Lava. Because Macbeth is like cursed, where everyone who plays Macbeth dies or something.
No, everyone who plays Macbeth commits a murder.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, Macbeth is the cursed Shakespeare play. Like,
A BuzzFeed video is going to come out soon where they investigate a Macbeth showing, Patrick?
This week on BuzzFeed Unsolved, why did Shakespeare curse his own play?
Hey, guys, I heard about this Shakespeare man. I don't know much about him, but I hear he's a demon. Oh, God!
Let me put my spirit box next to my copy of the collected works of Shakespeare that I never read.
Okay.
Get out! Oh, my God, it said get out!
Okay, so it's actually called... Nice. The curse is called The Scottish Play, and it's apparently a theatrical superstition... Where a disaster will always happen when speaking the name Macbeth on stage.
You know,
that's fun.
She's looking good.
There are cleansing rituals as well.
Wait, did she also call this man Lava?
Maybe it's a British thing, you know, where the British say, "Oh, thank you, love."
Oh, I thought she was saying Lava.
Oh no, I'm sorry, John. I have become a boob.
She's... You're positively tectonic, my dear. Lava.
I'm getting some major, like, British Eartha Kitt vibes.
Right.
Man, you've done that thing where you say a celebrity name that I should know but don't.
Yeah.
The Adam West Catwoman.
Oh, shit.
Alright.
She's just gonna get closer and quieter and closer and quieter. Whoa!
Damn. Oh my god! Ha! Ha! No fucking happened then.
Oh, I knew I recognized her. It's Pussy Galore.
Is it really?
It's Pussy Galore.
Fucking A. So much respect for this woman.
I didn't squirt her out.
Wow.
Damn, I heard that's like the N-word in England.
Wait, which version? Hard R?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
Only tarts can all call their tarts tarts.
Imagine all the rap songs that have to rhyme tart.
Oh, God.
I mean, I know of only one word that tart rhymes with, and it's pretty good.
Wait,
it's
hard. What did she throw?
What about tart?
I think she threw a makeup at him, and that's his weakness.
Oh, no. Don't you know he's dreadfully allergic?
Uh-oh. I've played enough Hitman to know this is when you have to murder a second person.
Considering the degree of premeditation that usually goes into Columbo murder, I feel like this is going to be Columbo's easiest case yet.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I mean, Columbo's difficulty here is that he's not a cop in this country.
I don't know. I mean, he's not a cop in L.A., but he's fucking manages a way to do that.
He's gonna have to explain his way into, like, all kinds of morgues and crime scenes.
Like, normally...
The whole episode is just gonna be people telling Columbo, why are you here?
He normally shows... Doesn't he sometimes show a badge? Or does he just say he's a cop?
He does show a badge. He absolutely shows a badge.
That's not gonna fly here. They'll look at it and be like, this is an American badge, sir. You're in the wrong country.
I want him to just, like, be in, like, a tour group with, like, the little, like, earpiece in... walking through each set going like, oh no, I'm just with a tour group, but it looks like someone threw some makeup and this lady, she's Pussy Galore.
Oh wait, you guys get it? Macbeth and Lady Macbeth murdered a dude.
Yep.
It's just like the play, listeners.
Oh, that's okay, that was what you were getting at. Okay, well sure, I guess that's a reference to something.
I really want Columbo to be in the audience and being like, I don't know if a murder's happened or if it's just this fancy play where people die.
I just want to be like, mysterious. You guys really commit to your part, don't you?
Going back to the Columbo lacking jurisdiction thing, I'm hoping this episode will be the episode where Columbo solves the mystery without ever setting foot on the crime scene or talking to any of the witnesses. He just spends the whole episode sitting in a cafe making thinking sounds.
Alternatively, what if Columbo is solving the murder mystery in Macbeth?
Oh!
That's why he's in England. He's in England because he got cast as an extra in this production of Macbeth.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, I saw Lady Macbeth and Mr. Macbeth.
Mr. Macbeth.
You know, conspiring the other night.
I want him to be in, like, the old-timey, like, theatrical clothes, but with his gigantic coat over it. So he's like, that is all I want.
Making fucking Shakespeare puns.
Yeah, he needs to be in this outfit, but with his trench coat. Like, just fucking making really bad jokes.
Thou certainly art a heel. This depends on an archaic use of the word heel, which doesn't probably make sense to a modern audience. Look it up after the show, folks.
Isn't this great?
Isn't this old-timey play great? God, I'm throwing out so many iambs. Whoa, listen to this man.
Is he Columbo?
He's like he's like a plumbing fraggle.
Is he just like an Irish slave they've got that just like came with the theater? Pussy Galore still got it.
Joe's easy to cow. Joe is easy to seduce.
Yeah, he's great because you don't even have to fuck him.
Oh, okay.
Owned.
You know, I feel like if I was an actor, I would hate doing Shakespeare.
I would love it. I love Shakespearean diction. I wish I had a good enough mastery of it to just talk in it all the time.
I enjoy reading.
And then I would refer to all women as m'lady.
That works extremely well, by the way.
I bet it does.
But what I mean is, it's just like, I just, like, I feel like it's just one of those things, just like, this has been done to death, and now you want me to do it, like, the same way everybody else has ever done it? I don't know,
That's the thing, though. A lot of Shakespeare productions try to do it a way it's never been done, and then no matter what kind of play it is, it turns into a comedy. Because it's okay, now we're all in hard hats, and it's set in New York, and we're doing it all in New York.
I watched an Edward III production in which they used text messaging to communicate. It was fantastic. I had a great time. There was some rock and roll shit. The queen was dressed as a dominatrix, and she has some big old titties. It was fucking awesome. It was 10 out of 10, says this critic.
Let the audience know that these are the key elements of drama for Hugh Putnam.
Look, Putman. I'm going to say this right now. Thank you. I would say this right now. I bet Shakespeare would agree with me that that's an important part of any play.
Okay. What text? Which one? Text messaging.
Text messaging,
rock and roll,
obviously.
S&M or big old titties.
I think he would say to all three, but text messaging especially.
Let's see how long this car is.
Not very long.
It's respectably long.
Here's the long car.
Oh, wow.
Look at
that. That's a hot car.
And they decided to put the trunk onto that one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's a murder-sniffing dog.
This dog figured out that we have murdered.
This dog's a snitch.
Columbo, first thing Columbo is going to do is interview that dog.
I thought they were going to do a cool thing where they zoom in on the trunk and then zoom out and it's in a different room.
Wait, okay, so this is the rich man's big house, right?
Yeah, there's no way actors can afford any of this. Yeah. They're putting all his shit away.
He's going to be like, wow, he died in his own bed after falling out of a box.
Right onto this little thing of makeup.
Yeah, wow, he's got a lot of concealer on before he went to bed. Do y'all know anything about that? Oh, yeah. He always said he loved to look good for the demons that lived in his house.
The soundtrack is getting pretty wild.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. That is a horrible lamp.
I like the little knight neck on that table, though.
Yeah.
That's the
lamp. What are you doing there, little knight? What are you guarding?
Wait, isn't he part of the lamp? Isn't he, like, holding the lamp up?
No, he's got a light bulb coming out of his little head.
Nice.
I think he's guarding the lamp.
Oh, this guy is a bunch of knights with ideas as lamps. They're all having little ideas.
So one difference between England and America, English rich people don't entirely cover their walls with paintings.
Hmm. Yeah, no wonder they're not a superpower anymore.
Yeah. Yes, this is convincing.
Wait, but he's not gonna have any bruises. Wait, did it throw him down the stairs?
I don't know, but you don't bruise after death, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or it's like any injuries done after death are like there's a tell.
But, like, you still have blood vessels after you die.
Yeah, but you have a...
But your
heart... blood pressure is zero.
Yeah, your heart's not pumping anymore.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I don't kill a lot of people, you fucking murderers, so I wouldn't know.
Well,
that's
okay. I was watching a thing on JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, man, and, I read something recently that said that is probably his brother is the person that did it. Her brother.
Her 6-year-old brother or whatever.
No, there's like a lot. There's actually like legitimate evidence to show that he probably is like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, she had pineapple in her tummy when she died.
Like he, like her brother was like a legitimate psychopath, probably.
Hmm. No, he's on. You can see him on Dr. Phil if you want.
The only Dr. Phil that I watch is that dude who did Bum Fights when he went on dressed as Dr. Phil.
What is it, John?
Have you been deep into JonBenet Ramsey lately? Because I know I've heard about JonBenet Ramsey somewhere.
I was watching a BuzzFeed Unsolved about it.
What?
I mean, if anyone can crack that case, it's BuzzFeed.
Hey, let me give you a spoiler. Spoiler? It's still unsolved.
What? They didn't solve it? You know, to be fair, by using the name Unsolved, they don't claim to solve things.
It's the perfect scheme.
Oh, this lady is having no time of it. She's got to hide her massive alien skull, and she can't deal with fucking Columbo right now.
My huge sexual alien skeleton.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I just decided to bring 14 suitcases.
Is this what baggage claim looked like back then?
No joke. This like pre-9/11 world is so strange to me.
It's very mysterious.
There He's got no
so
fingers
few
in his
robots
butt right now.
And so many people.
Why is
I don't
no
know,
one
that
checking
guy standing
his butt?
Behind him
he probably
might
has a
have,
bomb in there.
That guy standing behind him could easily have 3 fingers in.
Why is that guy just chugging an 8-ounce bottle of water?
I don't know, John. He's not screaming enough in pain. Because I feel like Columbo's butthole is so tight, it would just fucking destroy anyone.
You would just hear awful crunching noises.
No, he's good. I love this in-world fiction we're creating of Columbo's butthole. Oh, this guy's so worried.
Oh, this guy's looking for Columbo. Oh, they've put him in charge of hurting Columbo. This is going to be great.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a whole buddy cop dynamic.
I really like that Columbo's just meandering away from wherever they tell him to go.
It's like that time Columbo got that robot secretary who, like, pulled out his calipers every time there was a clue. Oh, and this guy is with Scotland Yard. Hooray.
Yeah, wait. Did they order Columbo?
Yeah, I think they room serviced Columbo over.
They Amazon Primed him next day shipping.
The UN ordered the US to surrender temporary use of Columbo to other countries. He's too powerful, they said. Rule
Look,
of law in the US is too good right now.
Go to the Treaty of Versailles, motherfucker. It says we get Columbo once a year. Send him over.
Oh, man, I hope Columbo asks about the difference between biscuits and
cookies.
He's
fucking shaking the shit out of this guy. Sorry, John.
Or chips and french fries.
Wait, did Columbo just imply he's here to solve Jack the Ripper?
I did not.
He's like, oh, the one man that got away, a.k.a.
He was like,
ah,
yeah, England, you know, Big Ben, Scotland Yard, Jack the Ripper, you know?
I think he was naming Jack... I think that this is just this whole show, everything, has been a clever ruse to say that he is Jack the Ripper.
You know anything about Jack the Ripper?
Were you saying that he was implying he was listing things that he wanted to investigate? So he's also going to investigate Big Ben and Scotland Yard?
I mean...
He's here to root out the corruption within Scotland
Yard.
Truly.
I'm finally going to crack the case on Big Ben.
For a second, I thought they were going to show it. They were actually going to show a shot of Columbo in England.
Here he is.
No, that could have been filmed
that
elsewhere.
That was an English stunt double.
You know what I remember about England? Every day they would have this big fucking parade.
Ladies and gentlemen,
go.
The most expensive
fucking hustle. Oh my god.
He's just blitzing this parade.
No joke. He's like, get the fuck. Stop this fucking car right now, goddammit.
We are witnessing the most expensive Columbo shot. Of all time.
Yes.
Please let Columbo touch the
queen.
Oh no,
these 10 people are in my way. I can't take a picture. I love that he's like, I'm taking a picture. Hey, look at this shit, buddy. Isn't this fucking wild?
Hot damn. I'm going to touch every square inch of the queen.
That would be the greatest moment in Columbo history if he ever got in front of a fucking queen.
I mean, we can hope. Patrick, no spoilers.
I have no idea what I don't look at anything other than the actors who play the murderers and the murder victims.
The queen would be such an incredible get for the showrunner of Columbo.
I bet. You know what? I bet the Queen of England fucking loves Columbo.
If it would be really great if they got her and not Doctor Who. Like,
oh yeah, she said no to Doctor Who, but she says yes to Columbo.
Yep.
Also, wait. What if Doctor Who's in this?
Oh yes, Mr. Who. Hello, Mr. Who.
Do you? Which? I'm thinking like a 2-year-old David Tennant.
I think it would have been like the scarf guy.
Wait, these three guys were waiting in the fucking car.
Yeah.
And they were in the parade passed by where they were parked.
Well, no,
so
Columbo
didn't need to run.
Columbo excused himself by saying important mystery stuff. So they didn't know why he was out there.
They're like, we can't question his methods. He's like, this is fucking great. I've got carte blanche to take all these pictures.
Is this Scotland Yard?
Yeah, did you not see the rotating fucking sign that says Scotland Yard?
It's a little disappointing.
Oh. Oh, wait, it's new Scotland Yard, John. I'm sorry.
New Scotland Yard was the old headquarters. That's the whole little manor comedy they're having here.
I cannot believe that Columbo did not ask why Scotland Yard is not in Scotland.
Look at this hovering
mustache.
It's because
they had to arrest so many fucking Scots, they just called it Scotland Yard.
Nice.
Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, when they imprisoned all of Scotland there. Braveheart was like, no.
Those people are basically... Yeah. They're basically born to be criminals. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I love the idea that it's just this guy trying to pitch to everyone that no, Columbo is indeed the greatest detective of all time.
Yeah, one guy in England figured it out. Everyone else is like, what the fuck?
And he didn't figure it out by, like, looking at any cases. He, like, had this elaborate equation that just equaled Columbo at the end.
I went to Scotland once, and I saw a folk festival, and they threw logs.
You said it correctly the first time.
Which folk?
Fook.
Scotland. That's how the Scotland say it. Scottish say fook.
They threw logs and they did dances and it was great and everyone smoked.
Yes. Yeah, I think that the continental theme of Europe is smoking. That's their pastime.
What a stately little send-off the ad break. And we come back from the ad break to immediate tension.
Yeah, wait, did you say ad break? Casper mattresses.
No,
box with a mattress in it.
Not for free, Patrick. Yeesh, you gotta make them pay for it. Look, our only sponsor, we're kind of ashamed of them, so we don't talk about them ever. But they are paying us money. Our only sponsor is Anti-PETA. They're like PETA, but instead of liking animals, they hate animals. And they just wanted us to tell you to kill every animal you see.
Well, here's the funny thing. They hate animals so much, they're also vegetarians, because they hate them, so they don't want to eat them.
They will
they
not
gross.
Eat them. They just want their corpses to molder and hopefully produce diseases.
So kill
that
animals,
will infect
don't
other animals.
Eat them, because how dare you eat gross things, you weirdo.
John, please, our podcast is also sponsored by our Patreon, where it's just Hugh and I and $2.
It's me, Patrick, and a person named $2 supporting us through our difficult times. And I gotta say, stretching the $3 that me, Patrick, and $2 gives every month is difficult.
This man has an even more stilted and goofy coat aesthetic than Columbo. His coat is super long, and it makes him look like his legs are 2 feet long.
I don't think that he actually has that. I think that he saw Columbo from a distance, became intimidated, and was like, I've gotta outclass his coat. I can't handle this.
I need to be a blank wall of white.
Yeah.
Or I won't be able to face Columbo.
If I don't become the Cliffs of Dover, then there's no way I could ever take Columbo down.
Nice. Good England reference. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I was really off the dome. I was.
Wait. I'm
tearing up right now.
Wait. I want praise. It looks like this guy had too many chippy buddies.
All right, I'm sorry.
You
Pat
didn't
me
even
to beat
say
me.
It right. That's not even a name they use. There's all right. It's Chip Buddies, Chip Baps, Chip Barms. There are,
wait,
there are
we're
other
missing
names.
The part where they get they have to stop to drink beer, just like every good European nation.
Please, that's liquefied Chip Buddies.
I brought beer on a tray in a goblet.
Dude, no, at the UN where my sister works in Europe, they have a bar where, like, people will go after lunch where they eat, like, in the UN and go like, oh, let's be sure and get something to drink before we go back to work because I fucking get so tired without drinking first.
Is the UN building, that's in Geneva, right?
No, she works in Austria, in Vienna.
In Vienna, okay.
Yeah, Geneva is where the home of human rights exists, apparently.
Right. Yeah, it's where they have that shrine to Gregory Human, inventor of human rights.
Yeah, it's that place where everyone's like, oh, wow, apparently prisoners have rights. And it's like,
they have the.
I never agreed to this one.
They have the giant human rights egg, and if it ever cracks, that they're gone.
You know what?
But a human rights bird will hatch out of it.
This generation is so soft, because I remember back in my day, we would fucking... we didn't have any human rights. I remember being raised by my parents. I had no human rights, and I turned out fine.
Yeah, I was incarcerated for no reason all the time.
Yeah, I only had Gerald's rights.
Look, whenever I was working on a farm, I had a goat as a fucking foreman. And I'll tell you what, that guy ran that place well. Human rights are for the birds. And I mean
you'll
that.
Say, you could say your foreman did a... bad job.
Look, I'm saying that human rights are for the birds because birds are pussies and they actually need human rights.
Is Columbo going to drink every brandy in this house?
I think he's just going to sniff it to make sure that it's not sustenance or not. Or it's not poisoned, rather.
Oh, I think Columbo might establish this dude's time of death by measuring by figuring out what expensive alcohols are in his system. I think that might be what they're setting up for, which is really good.
I like that it's, like, really British in the sense of, like, oh, this guy's, like, rifling through our shit. I'm not going to be offended. I'm just going to start a conversation with him because, like, fuck conflict.
I'm really excited for Columbo to just walk in on the filming of Blackadder.
Well, and the will has not been executed. Right now, no one owns this expensive brandy. I think this butler is hoping that Columbo will be his accomplice and party down with him.
Wait, is Columbo here because he's, like, the dead guy's ancient relative?
I don't think so. I think Columbo is here to be a consultant for Scotland Yard.
He got conscripted because in Britain, like, any government employee can conscript any person at any time. Because it's still a feudal state. It's just a feudal state.
On the Queen's orders, technically over there, they still own us.
It is both
on the books.
It is both feudalist and socialist.
It's they socialist, but instead of Marx, it's the Queen's face photoshopped on Marx's body.
Look, they got the best of both worlds, but only the best for the Queen. So nice. They got all of the good parts where
Wait, are you implying that the Queen's in a kind of Hannah Montana situation?
I don't know what that means, but yes, I do. That is what I meant. Expressly and exactly.
It's okay. We'll do a Hannah Montana series where we watch all those movies.
Oh, the monochrome man has shed his coat.
Oh, wow. He is so diminutive and just not impressive compared to Columbo.
He's got such a nice little hourglass figure with, like, a really pervy face.
He's so fucking dapper. I love it. He's like a little fucking Hummel figurine.
He looks like he gets off on mustache wax.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see him groan and wax his mustache.
You know what? One second.
I know what it sounds like.
In that pause that we had just now, I heard the first dialogue that I've heard this entire episode. Because we have just been fucking popping off
time. Dude, increasingly, this, like, our show is becoming, like, putting together the plot of Columbo from context clues.
Yeah, it's basically mute the fucking show. We'll tell you what happens, goddammit. Like. How dare you think you can watch Columbo without us dictating it to you?
I would love for us to do an episode
know what's going
where
we put on subtitles.
You know what? Maybe a good April Fool's episode would be us doing an episode on mute, and we only see the first 5 minutes before we turn it off and just time ourselves.
I'm telling you right now, Pat, that's basically what we've done in this episode, because I have no fucking clue what is happening right now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Lady Macbeth and Mr. Macbeth killed the Lord.
I know that happened.
Yeah.
I've heard Columbo just go, "Is this my bag?" And then it's just us just ripping this episode open.
Look, it's been largely Columbo fumbling around.
Yeah. He hasn't done much clue finding.
I gotta say, both of these British people are so unimpressed with Columbo.
Oh, but yeah, he's just finding inconsistencies with the crime scene. He's establishing that it is a murder.
But the problem is he's not talking to the murderer, so it's so boring.
Yeah, this is really this... torture someone.
No, you know what? This makes sense though, because Britain's so full of rich people, Columbo doesn't know who to fucking destroy.
Oh my god. The money's so old, his murder radar's going haywire.
It's just broken.
How could he possibly figure out who the murderer is when all this old money's sitting around? He's like, fuck.
I feel like Columbo is kind of getting his torture on with this dapper puppet.
He is, yeah. He's getting into some onanism right now, but he realizes that he is barking up the wrong tree.
I was gonna say though, I think this is the first episode where Columbo does not meet the murderer immediately.
Oh man, and this new cop that walked in is just a Saint Bernard.
Hey, is anybody trapped in an avalanche? Oh, okay, no, it's still just a house. I'm sorry, guys.
Dong. Oh, damn. This is my favorite play.
Whoa, I would love to have a big memorial service in a theater.
Well, you just need to own a theater.
Wait a second, John. Are you willing to die first to get that service?
No. I'll fake it.
No,
I'll fake it.
It'll be a big surprise party.
Oh,
he'll jump out of the coffin
this
at the
shit.
End.
Whoa, oh, wait, ooh, this isn't good. This is, oh.
Out,
I don't,
foul spot.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like the idea of having a funeral at a theater. That's kind of gross.
I'm kind of into it. I liked the slow curtain raise. But
do you think they'll,
if I was having a funeral in the theater, when the curtain was finished raising, I would want it to be my corpse in the grips of rigor mortis, all contorted, wearing a big dumb theatrical costume with culottes and shit, and holding a
skull. All right, John, I've heard your wishes, and don't worry, they will be achieved.
For me personally, I would want to be I would want some puppet strings hooked up, and they better give me a good Shakespeare soliloquy.
Oh, they put a little machine in your throat that plays a recording of you saying the soliloquy.
And they gotta pull the strings to make my mouth flap.
And it's being filtered through all of your mouth parts twice, so it sounds really gross and glottal.
See, I think...
Oh, they shove the speaker in my throat.
Yeah, they use the embalming hooks that the Egyptians used.
You guys are so fucking such fucking attention whores.
I'm sorry.
All I would want is to be cremated and turned into the makeup they use for the actors of the next performance at the stage.
That's all I would want. I would also be down to be turned into ash and used to cover a Buto performer.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Hey,
oh,
hey, yeah. John, what's a terrifying thought that happened in your head today? Oh, I don't know.
I just heard the Macbeth guy say a word with a B in it, and it was an absolute treasure.
Wait, is Columbo here to sniff the corpse for murder?
Wait, what the... what?
He's just here to get the communion wafers.
Did he just apparate into this room? She's loving this shit.
She doesn't know who he is yet. Once she knows he's a cop, it's gonna be shit, my hand's covered in spots.
She's been exposed to death, and now she is ready to fuck. So she's very receptive to Columbo right now.
So, oh, you're saying this is a Wedding Crasher situation where funerals are the best place to pick up women?
Yes. Yes. That, and Columbo knows this. He's going to seduce her to find out information.
Finally.
You Finally. Know what? It makes this sense is that she's pushing this the is the episode where he becomes Peter Fuck.
I can't wait for the apotheosis to happen.
I'm a cop.
What?
Wait, what?
That's
wait,
not
what?
An expression.
It's that.
No one wait. Has ever expressed that.
Hey, John, let me introduce myself. I'm a lawyer. I'm not actually a lawyer. It's just an expression.
I'm a precious baby. I'm not actually a precious baby. I'm a mathematics professor.
No, it's a common portmanteau.
It's an expression.
I mean, technically, anything is an expression if you say it out loud.
I mean, it could just be an unpopular or an unknown expression. I'm trying something out. I'm thinking it might work or catch on. I'm a visiting fireman. What do you think?
God, wait, I love listening to this fucking glazed sweet bun talk.
No, I know his voice.
Did Colombo
is...
just imply he doesn't know what postmortem means?
By small talk.
Yeah, I'm happy to do something to you. I'm going to learn, and it's just like, oh, whoa, what the fuck?
He's all clogged up with fucking clotted cream and shit.
What kind of fucking will-o-wisp is talking to me right now? So fucking luring me away.
I gotta say, she really must have wanged him with that makeup.
If I was him, I'd be much more terrified of her.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much makeup in this room, she could fucking end him in a second.
Now that we know she's got that 100-mile-per-hour golden arm pitch.
No joke. Fucking Nolan Ryan's sitting over here just waiting to fucking murder someone. See, look at this shit!
I was just laughing at the idea of Nolan Ryan waiting, like lying in wait to kill someone. He's like tearing open a package of his own hot dogs and like stuffing him in his mouth as he's like hiding in a bush, waiting to
pop
waylay
out,
someone.
Being the fuck out of some old English dude. Just like, that's what you fucking get. And you're just like, oh shit, that guy just really pissed off Nolan Ryan somehow. I don't know what this beef is, but fuck.
And then Nolan Ryan raises the packages of hot dogs and says, oh yeah, I got beef. And the camera zooms in on the hot dogs. All USDA grade A beef.
You're like, man, Nolan Ryan, your beef is good, but it's definitely not worth $2 extra. Like, fuck off, man.
Now it's getting too real. You're reminding me that I can't afford
Wait.
Nolan Ryan Franks.
How did he get in this situation?
Dude, he's going about the town.
Do you think that, like...
he's done his first round of torture, and he's all high on it.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no. He's so high off of it that he has the strength to be on a boat.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that Columbo is, like, for the... Oh, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting you in this, fucker.
Oh, are they gonna kiss?
And now he's getting this little scoop of gelato to show him around London.
Do you think that, like, Columbo, it's so rare for Columbo to leave L.A. that, like, this is a big deal for him? Like, he's like, oh, the barriers around L.A. have been removed for this one moment. I can see new things.
I don't think it's actually barriers. I think it's that, like, such a disproportionate number of murders occur in L.A. in the 1970s that like, actually what we've seen of Columbo so far has taken place over, like, 4 hours. And this is, like, his break.
Well, we know that's not true because of the one that involved him having to show up in the middle of the night.
No, that the same 4 hours. He showed up in the middle of the night in all of those episodes, like, on the same day, at the same time. He sent his avatars to all of those crime scenes. Yeah, they brought out, like, a big cheese feast.
Columbo's like, I can get used to this shit.
Is this implying that detectives in England actually kind of, like, live in luxury?
No, no, wait. They're.
I mean, it's all old money.
Wait, aren't they just in the rich man's house, or is this right. like this other guy's house?
Everyone in England comes from an ancient and wealthy lineage.
Except for
if you
all
just dig a hole in the ground on your family's plot, you just find gold.
Did you know that there was a show in England that was actually just about that? It was called Time Team, and they would literally dig a hole anywhere and just find tons of archaeological bullshit. Because
like
England is so
in...
small and so packed and so old.
I like the idea that like an impressive thing is we'll dig a hole anywhere.
They did. They could
anywhere?
Dig anywhere and they would find stuff.
Wait, are you telling me I could point to any spot and you will dig there? We will fucking dig there. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, John, you can go to any Home Depot, hire some people that are standing outside of it, and they will dig anywhere for you.
No, Hugh, you're missing.
No, they can't.
You're missing the point. It wasn't that they dig anywhere. It's that they would always find something.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
In the United States,
the digging was the impressive thing.
No, no, no. It's the density of archaeological garbage. they're making Columbo look at dead people while he's eating a brunch.
I can't wait till like thousands of years from now, someone digs a hole anywhere near where we are, and they're like, oh, a PS4. Brilliant. I'm rich now.
Now we can really date this. Now we know what the era was. I like that they call
this
yeah. in it, though. That's
we're
great.
We're going to use what archaeologists refer to as PlayStation dating. See, we're currently at the PlayStation 109. So a PS4 would put this at approximately 200 years ago.
We can
but
by the
everything that throws
off, we can tell.
But that no, what throws it really into question is this copy of Lawnmower Man on DVD.
Oh my god! No one owned a copy of Lawnmower Man on DVD. As
shit. Sorry, Blu-ray.
Oh come on!
On HD DVD, we can see that they have Cider House rules. This could only come from a single time in our history.
If you watch Lawnmower Man on any physical media, when the show ends, when the movie ends, it turns into a bunch of poorly CGI'd bees and flies out of your house.
Oh, damn. Do we have to do an F on Lawnmower Man?
I would love to watch Lawnmower Man.
I would love to tell you guys, I'd love to take a segment to just read the Stephen King short story that it's based
on. Dude, we could
do
all of
I'm
Team
sorry, Pat. We're actually watching an episode of Columbo right now. I know you guys might have forgotten. All right,
guys,
we
quick.
Are doing
pause
that.
It.
Sorry.
Pause it.
But we could.
Everyone, dig out a copy of Lawnmower Man.
And watch it. And then we'll come back to Columbo. Is Lady Macbeth
like
trying
made...
to flirt the crime away?
Well, like, that's the thing. I like that they made Lady Macbeth here act kind of like Lady Macbeth in the play. Because, like, Lady Macbeth classically was a total bitch and was just, like,
wow.
a terrible person. Hey.
Wait.
She was
have you
fucking
read Macbeth?
Awful.
Dude,
yeah, what?
She,
no,
had,
she was.
She experienced huge guilt.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been,
yeah,
like, 10 years.
The,
out,
the
out
one who
foul
was mad
spot
with power
is a line
Macbeth.
Spoken by Lady Macbeth.
I just yeah,
remember
she
her being the one
mad.
Saying. You should fucking
Doesn't
kill
she...
this king, Macbeth. Dude,
well,
oh, yeah.
she did. She was also the person
it.
Who said, pin your courage, or like, pin your courage to the sticking point, or whatever the line is. So, yes, she exhorts Macbeth to kill the king, and then feels gigantic guilt afterwards, and like,
well,
sees ghosts. Yeah.
And then
and
they
stuff.
Kill his friend.
Terrible people can feel guilt. I'm not saying terrible people can't feel guilt. I'm saying that in the play of Macbeth, the person that most comes out the worst is Lady Macbeth.
I think Macbeth, like Machiavelli's The Prince, was a subtle commentary about how autocracy is a ruinous and insane system.
It's a deep read.
So technically, you know, Lady Macbeth is guiltless. She's just a product of her time.
I don't want to get into the historical context of Macbeth. My degree collects dust on a shelf for a reason.
This is a long car.
Look, another mechanic. Another one.
We never saw him get on a plane. Do you think he just found a car so long that it crossed the ocean?
That's a very good guess.
So, wait, do you think that room he was in, the baggage claim room, was like the baggage claim room of an extremely long carport?
No, I think he was just hoping he would find his fucking bag
suitcase
there. Like,
he left like, it in the trunk of the car, and he would have to walk all the way back to America
well,
to get
yeah, I assumed
there.
It was a suitcase store.
Well, he's like, look, other people have their bags here, so maybe my bag's here.
Oh, we secret butler.
Did he find his bag?
Oh, wow, look at this dark cap contrasted by this white coat.
This guy's fashion is awful but inspiring.
I mean, he owns it. Like, that's the thing.
Man.
Is it this book that I was talking about earlier?
They're really incriminating themselves in front of this giant marzipan sculpture.
Wait, what are you doing up there?
I'm watching menacingly.
Who is having?
Oh, ho, ho. He's posed up there like it's a Monty Python sketch, wow. And I'm just waiting for him to make a funny face.
Columbo just made a real gaffe right there.
I like that in this Columbo, this episode of Columbo has its own balcony scene, and the guy, the subject in the balcony is just this old butler.
Butler's like, I feel like a true princess up here, talking to my prince. Columbo, I love you.
Someday my Prince Columbo will come.
I love that every time Columbo has a sidekick, he just, like, trashes everything they do.
Yeah, it's just him just going, like, let me prove how much I don't need this sidekick. He better not be in the next fucking episode, you assholes.
Like, the sidekick does tons of really good detective work, and then Columbo just solves it by, like, waiting in a mechanic's shop at midnight.
Wow, that car's so small.
Yeah. It's not nearly as long as it looks. That's how you know they're experiencing money troubles. They're trying to make it look like they have a long car.
Wait, I like the suggestion that that car is a big optical illusion and they just eventually drive into a mouse hole.
That's very good.
Why does she, like, she looks like she's wearing, like, I don't know. Like, it's always weird whenever she's wearing, like, a burqa. It looks weird. I don't know. With a crown on top of it. Like, if you're wearing... Like, it's like she's wearing two hats.
Well, no, like, it's because Lady Macbeth was a disembodied face.
Oh!
Yeah.
I feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, it's a rarely read note that Shakespeare gives. He describes the character of Lady Macbeth and then just as an aside says, also, she's a disembodied floating face.
Yeah, we don't know how... This is basically just kabuki theater. Anything that's black is not there.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist. Oh, going back to the Stephen King thing, I do think it would be really great if we had a week where we just watched Stephen King, like the craziest Stephen King films, like Maximum Overdrive and Lawnmower Man.
And then The Langoliers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree. There's a lot to choose from. There's a lot of bad Stephen King movies.
Oh man, that one, the room 1409 or whatever.
No, that's a good one.
No, it is not. Fuck you.
It is.
Fuck
it's
you.
Good depending on, look, there's two versions of that movie. One is very good. One is very bad.
Okay, I must have seen.
It's
the
complicated.
Uh oh, Columbo found the pearl.
Did he survive?
I don't think so.
Let me spoil one version of room 1304 or whatever. He dies at the end and becomes a ghost.
I don't remember the ending. I just remember watching the whole thing and thinking to myself, wow, fuck you.
Did you guys just spoil the ending of a movie for everyone listening?
I don't know. I mean, like, hey,
no,
anyone
okay.
listening, don't watch that movie.
Hey, everyone listening, if you ever see the movie 1308, there is a 50% chance that you will see two radically different endings. It's 50-50. Different places that stream it have different versions of it, and it's fucked up because they're thematically so different.
Hey, anybody that's listening, if you see the room 1409 or whatever the fuck it's called, you have a 100% chance of watching a movie that you don't want to watch.
Listen, if you see the movie
sucks.
1999...
You know, this scene of Columbo probably isn't important.
Yeah, if you actually put subtitles on, it's just like these two dudes talking about Stephen King.
No, this,
the subtitles just say dressing room noises as an onomatopoeia.
I'm glad we're this far off because Pat has been hyping this fucking episode so goddamn much. I am glad that we're undermining it by not talking. Okay, the fanciest man ever has arrived.
I'm here to destroy this party.
Let me feel these biceps, yes!
I've infused your biceps with my dapper energy.
Oh my god. Fucking love biceps.
Is this how it works when you're a professional actor? You're trying to get your costume off and everyone just cycles through your dressing room watching you get undressed?
Oh, yes. Lady Macbeth. Oh. There's a head behind that face.
Did you see that man's chest?
Yeah, I was about to comment. This werewolf that just entered the room.
Sorry, Columbo. It's time to celebrate. That means the cast is going to go inject skooma.
Love me some Elder Scrolls references. Let's go.
Wait, is this man shaving after a performance?
No, he's putting on that stuff that removes makeup.
What?
I think Columbo has finally stated that he's suspicious of them. They found rainwater on his body or something. Ooh, they pronounce it lieutenant.
Is man in overalls code for something?
That was the woman. That was the man she seduced without fucking.
Yeah. The toilet empath. Wow, she was nude and still talking to Columbo.
Nice. That shows she has some very strong powers.
Well, it's a high level of professionalism. LBJ would absolutely talk to you while stark naked.
That dude talked to people while he was shitting on the toilet. That's well documented.
He loved it.
Yes.
You know he had a... I think he was the one with the amphibious car. And he would just drive it into a pond outside the White House constantly.
And also, he was obsessed. Like, he had a super powerful showerhead. The first act as president that fucking Nixon did was have the showerhead removed from the White House because it was so fucking powerful.
It was so strong. It was like...
Yeah.
It was dissolving Nixon.
No, it was basically just like a fucking, like, power washer in the shower.
LBJ,
get that thing out of here.
LBJ almost indirectly saved us from the Nixon presidency.
Yeah, basically, LBJ saw it coming, was like, fuck that guy. Oh, hey, awesome. Just fucking put this water, like, just this water pressure nozzle on here.
I can withstand it. Yeah. I'm made of steel.
LBJ just presents his sternum and says, I can handle this.
Nice. This is an extreme barb.
Oh, Columbo just fucking calls them the fuck out.
Excellent job, Columbo. Oh, maybe that's supposed to be the difficulty with this case, is that he's dealing with two actors who ostensibly know how to not be.
Yeah, who is it's really this... weird that they're not playing into that gimmick more.
Who is this effusive leprechaun who just opened their car door?
Who's this fucking imp that just came out of nowhere?
I think this is the janitor. I think he's a lover of the stage and screen. This is obviously the part of the show where the writers were like, we need to do something very Englishy so that American audiences will feel like they're in England.
I just want this guy to turn to his wife and go, Jesus, what the fuck was that?
What even was like, that?
I just want him also to be like, man, we gotta stop fucking letting that guy go to shows.
That leprechaun man is as unstoppable as a lit string of black cats.
That's a very, very good fucking comparison. I mean,
it's an expression as long as you say it.
Look how dense the smoke is in this fucking room.
All I got from that scene is that they forgot something important about the crime. We're really not doing a good job of paying attention, or at least I am not.
Man, if I was in that room, I would be close to the floor because I was raised. And if I see smoke, okay. I need like the air is at the bottom.
Sir, whatever's umbrella, they forgot to take it out of the theater. Because they're claiming that he was never there.
John, I want to explain why I hyped up this episode for so long. Mm-hmm. It was not because I had ever seen it or knew what happened, just that I knew Columbo solves a crime in England.
Yeah.
And my assumption was that there was a really baffling reason that he did it, because all you can think about is the episode of Bones, where they go to England to solve a crime, and the reason that they have jurisdiction is the stupidest thing possible.
Uh-huh.
Why do they have jurisdiction?
The person who died was someone that the FBI wanted.
That doesn't make
sense. And so Bones came because they were bones.
Anyone the FBI wants, they get. Internationally, all over the world.
You got a corpse? Send it out. We're coming to pick it up.
This
send
imp
it.
Is apparently very protective of his umbrella.
Send it to
way.
Our Emily Deschanel. I couldn't get the stupid imp to give me the stupid umbrella.
I want
Columbo
to just get in the car with her. Hey there!
Is he challenging the imp to a game of darts for the umbrella?
It's like some sort of fairy tale.
People get dead serious about darts in England.
Is this dude's head just made of rubber? Like, look at how much it just fucking moves around. Yeah, no, you're right, John. If you ever watch like the Darts World Championship, it is the two most English men in the world
just
competing,
just flinging,
just drilling fucking bullseyes and whatever the fuck else they need to win, and drinking a lot. And everyone else in the room is below them in this weird seating gallery, drinking a lot. And it's just like, what the fuck?
Get it. Nice.
It's Columbo. It's got to be Columbo. Come on, Columbo.
Columbo's already in the car.
Columbo's at the dartboard catching darts going, oh, interesting. You have a good throwing arm, but I think your wife is the best one. He knows. That's gracious, yes.
Very gracious. This man is a cartoon.
Yes.
Snatch that brawly. Gun it.
So for some reason this umbrella is important, and I don't think at any point in this episode they talked about it.
No, it's
we don't know.
It's
and
Sir,
we've been paying attention.
We've been paying perfect attention. It's Sir Corpse's umbrella. And they're claiming that he was never at the theater. So they're trying to get his umbrella away from where the theater was, but that guy
and
found
everybody
it
would
in
know
the theater.
Immediately that it was Corpse Man's umbrella.
Oh yeah.
If they saw it on the imp.
Well,
if
he's
said,
he's,
that imp could never own an umbrella.
Oh yeah, no. Corpse Man was rich as hell, and his umbrella is made out of pure vibranium.
I feel like they're just driving around a golf cart with like some kind of weird body mod kit on it.
That's, I mean, a lot of English cars are just that.
They're just golf carts with body mods on them.
Dude, my English coworker was talking about his first car. It was some kind of weird dinky VW, and it couldn't get up hills. He couldn't drive it uphill.
He opened the hood, and it was just a compartment for suitcases.
Yeah. It was seven hamsters running on wheels.
Oh man, yes, Columbo getting into people's business.
Like, is Columbo just face. Like lost around town?
Columbo's like pulling out his wallet, and he's like, "Is this you keeping a lady spinning at a wheel in some tower?"
Was this your card?
I heard that if you get into a rhyming battle with you, you have to collect someone's umbrella.
Ooh-wee.
If you're calling me a liar, I will have you in a duel, sir. Sir, we're in England. There's nowhere drier. Wait, what? Wait.
This man has made up a long-haired robber that took his brawlo.
I don't...
Was this guy in the animated film The Sword and the Stone?
Like he was the owl.
I feel like his voice, like his voice, tickles some like weird nostalgic nerves in the back of my brain.
He's bringing you back, John.
I feel like that's just 20% of people in England have that voice.
Maybe you're right. 20% of people in England are like weird Elmos.
Yeah, they're descended from elves.
20% of people in England were in Sword in the Stone.
They were in a really bad place at the time.
This is a real ensemble cast. Are they gonna kill the butler now?
Butler's posting up.
He's just gonna look down on them from the tower. What are you doing?
He just opens his window. What the fuck do you want? Shit's mine now.
He's gonna throw whiskey at them.
I've got plenty.
I'm smashed.
It's really weird that he broke the trend of just looking out the window above at whoever came by.
Wait a minute. This room doesn't have any real... Oh, there's glass in that. Okay. I was like, does this room just open to the outside air?
It is weird that they are,
Yeah, this is different.
They're just allowed to show up to this dead guy's house whenever they want.
Well, it's also weird because most murderers do not go back to the scene of the crime to do investigation of their own, even under false pretenses. This is quite rare.
Mm-hmm.
Though there are a lot of gloves all around.
She's got the clock's ticking. She has to find the proper place for this umbrella. Wow, she's really acting.
There you go.
That's against the law.
Can I just take this dead guy's things?
Oh, I knew it. I was like, isn't there something about wax museums in this episode?
I was going to say, what a very specific organization to come by.
They pulled his skin off, and they're using it to cover one of their most beautiful wax figurines.
That's how wax figurines are made now. It's just like a rudimentary wax body covered in human skin.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want wax museums to be, though. I didn't donate my body to science. I donated it to wax.
Wax me, baby.
I like that they're like showing up to this place, horribly accosting this butler to like give them free shit, and they're like, "Yeah, all right, I guess we'll go."
And like acting as suspicious as they possibly can.
Yeah. Hey, where's this guy's? This is dead guy's shit.
And now they're just like Tokyo drifting everywhere.
No joke. And I like that. Like no one else reacts other than Columbo. This is normal in Britain. Whatever.
You guys didn't think that was weird.
Do you see how long that car is? They can drive however they want.
I have seen some English roads that are pretty raw. Like, in England, they'll do this thing in the country where it goes from two lanes, like two lanes both ways, to one lane. And usually it's because you're going under a bridge or through a tunnel or crossing something. So it's one lane.
Oh, yes.
It's one lane, like, physically constrained and also with like, obstructed vision.
Yes.
It's like the weirdest, dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to realize in Europe, they don't care as much about efficiency as in the U.S. So they're like, you know what? Some people die. That's all right. At least we don't have to go out and
right.
change things.
Death is a matter of efficiency.
Exactly. I want the butler to just go, if you want his hat, it's not fucking here.
Everyone's bothering me today. I'm just trying to get sloshed on expensive booze. Ooh, the butler knows what's up. Nice. Is this where Columbo's going to be waiting for them? This is, would be a very dramatic stage for him to do.
Oh man, I want Columbo to be amongst the wax dolls. And then
here's
like,
the alternative. Yeah, no, here's my alternative pitch. They try to steal it and one of them becomes a wax doll.
Oh man, this is House of Wax, The Origins. My favorite horror movie.
They decide to start introducing supernatural elements in this episode. Columbo jumps the shark.
Oh my god, a British person said jolly for real and not an American making fun of them.
Columbo melts the wax, John. Is that what you meant to say? Oh god.
Oh no. That's a bad wax.
It's fucking Murlocs they've got over here.
No wonder
Murlocs,
it's in the back room.
Oh no. My guilt. It's manifested.
Is this guy, like, this guy owned a theater. Wasn't that his claim to fame? And they're gonna make him into wax?
How, that's what you do in England.
Great job. Super good job tampering with the wax.
I like that he's like, let me rotate it and then leave, and then it falls. Is it, what?
You're doing a great infiltration. It's excellent.
Columbo just goes, I thought I'd go see the Museum of Wax tonight.
I'm just hungry. I'm just horny for some wax.
As funny as that is, John, I like the idea that he is hungry for wax more.
Like, what, we catch Columbo just eating crayons?
He's just breaking fingers off of fucking figurines and eating them.
Patrick, I can't tell if you said crayons purposefully or just because that's how you say it.
Yeah,
wait, how do
that,
you say it?
There's that meme going on right now that there's, like, a right and wrong way to say crayons.
Crayons.
Yeah, crayons.
It's both.
Oh, no. It objectively is. It's just whether or not you merge your Y's and O's.
Crayons.
It's a one-syllable or two-syllable word.
Crayons are cranberries. Crayons are the colory guys.
Crayons are crayons.
Yeah, crayons are
it's like if you say pecans or pecans.
Was that a pirate? It's like, listen, our wax museum's dedicated to pirates and theater owners.
I mean, piracy was a part of
Hold up, this is the same balcony they used in the jazz club.
Oh, that is the same one. Holy shit.
Oh my god. I can't. They hit hard times.
Called it out. This is just a repurposed jazz club set.
Oh, they hit very hard times. They have to lease sublease to a wax museum on the weekends.
They had to sell all the jazz.
Clem was like, wait, let me look at the back of it.
We took it from his death mask.
I like that the bust included his mustache. That's an impressive bust. Are umbrellas that unique in Britain? Like, is that people's coat of arms now, their umbrella?
Every umbrella is different. If you take a print from the folds of an umbrella, it won't match any other umbrella.
It's like a dog's nose.
If you actually look at the history of umbrellas, you see that that's where we get the concept of biometrics from.
they come from the same root word, right?
No. As in, umbrellas actually had built-in biometrics before we even realized the concept of biometrics existed.
Yeah. The ancient medieval thumbprint scanners. That's actually what the Antikythera mechanism was.
Damn.
Columbo have had the revelation. No one.
Who else been asking you about murder?
Uh-huh.
Wait, why is this butler covering him?
Is he covering? A draft.
No, a draft. You Look mean a draft?
Columbo, again, as always, can't reveal that his powers allow him to know the murderer. So he's got to come up with the most contrived shit for him to accuse them.
Do you think at the last minute, Columbo's going to turn around and point at the mustache man and be like, oh yeah, and this is Jack the Ripper, look it up.
Check this shit out. He's actually a Polack that stabbed a bunch of women.
Oh no, now this...
He's an immortal Freemason.
Now this fucking braised Cornish hen is dissing Columbo.
Haha, you fool. This umbrella has the biometrics that fit mustachioed rich man.
Wow.
What?
This is such a step down from chocolates and a gun.
I don't know, I kind of like it. They're just
they're freakish reading... stone tree behind them is freaking me out.
Also, who doesn't love to fuck on top of newspapers?
Well, God, and they're reading good reviews of their play to each other.
Do you think the reviews are all like, man, this play's so well written, where'd they find this script?
Oh, man.
Do you think they'll put me in a James Bond movie?
They're just going to drink newspapers and eat white wine.
To be fair, that'd be better than a normal English breakfast. So.
What are you talking about? English breakfasts are the only good breakfast.
Dude, they eat beans for breakfast. Fuck England.
Yeah, they eat beans, mushrooms, sausages, just fucking straight up roasted tomatoes, fruit, croissants.
I'll say this. Every part of Europe has bad breakfast. I went in Austria, they give you salad. Fucking salad for breakfast. What? I almost just got up and left.
Oh, you're like into the all-American scrambled
fucking
eggs and bacon breakfast.
Give me some
goddamn
dessert for breakfast. Fuck you, I'm a sugary ass. Pancakes.
I'll be honest,
shit.
The only breakfast food I love is a bagel.
Bagels are dope.
I can't
stand.
Butler's
gonna get in on it.
I can't stand most breakfast foods, but I do really like an English breakfast, except for the sausages. I don't like the sausages very much.
People that serve me beans for breakfast deserve hard time.
Did the butler bring them a bag of Quaaludes?
Yeah, I think the butler's gonna get in on it with them.
Yes.
That's why he covered.
Wait, so we're gonna cut away and it's the butler taking off his jacket to jump into the pile of newspapers.
What is this little thing he's got? What's that little thing he's got?
What the fuck is that?
Show me what it is. Show me what's in there.
He can't help but buttle while he's there. He must buttle anywhere he goes.
What? Show me what's in the thing.
Is this some kind of strange British weapon that we've not heard of?
Stand in terror of my death ray projector.
Oh, I think that he just wants to be a butler.
Wow. A butler with a six-figure salary.
Oh, wow. Can't never trust a butler.
Ah, here we go.
I got kolaches.
What could he have brought? Well, no, he was asking where their kitchen was. So I'm guessing
they would never eat Czech food in Britain. Come on.
I'm guessing that bag is full of loose eggs.
No, loose hard-boiled eggs.
He's gonna double boil them. That's why he wants to go to the kitchen. He won't serve them until they're like completely plasticized.
Yeah, you just got this like chalky fucking egg. I'm just like, you see everyone just looks like rubbing their tongues against their teeth.
Now,
it's like, fuck, I can't get this out.
The first installment of my payment for remaining quiet will be to watch you eat these bad eggs.
These eggs have become their true form, concrete powder. Now put them into your mouth and let me watch as they glue them shut.
Damn, nice. Does Columbo got time.is on his watch?
No joke. Just looks down at it, like his watch is a portal to hell, tells him perfect time. That bike cannot fit. Okay. These people are ridiculous.
Hey, you want this? You want to put this ugly ass bike rack on a classic car?
I know. No, Pat, instead of that, let's just put these just random metal bars. I'll tie my bike to those bars and then we can drive away.
Yeah, they're tying the bike on there with rope. This isn't a bike rack. This is just a rack.
Yeah, it's just four fucking metal bars.
It looks like they stole the string from a bunch of kites.
Are they trying to escape from the butler?
Oh, yeah, God, okay. I was waiting for him to be like, I don't know how to ride a bike.
You never forget, Pat. That's an expression. It's like a fireman coming to visit. Yeah. It's an expression. Everybody uses it. It's true, and it's a thing. This music is so exciting.
Yeah.
Man, this butler has definitely got some of Columbo's powers of just stumbling onto every single clue.
But he's using his powers for evil.
Right, like that's the weird thing is that instead of using them to torture and kill rich people,
he's using them to make rich people permit him to carry strange bags places.
Yeah, he's instead going, I know, I will serve the rich people.
I mean, look, he's bought into the slavery of, you know, the wealthy.
Yeah, of European socialism.
Over the poor.
Exactly.
No, this is pre-socialism. This is still, you know, the feudal system.
Yes, European society went from the feudal system directly into socialism, as Marx projected.
Wait, does the butler live on Servant Island, and it's solely inhabited?
Oh my god!
Butler's
wow!
The war. Yeah.
That was
headline.
A bit of an image.
Did you see the headline on Columbo's paper?
What did it say?
The butler
this
did
is
it.
The butler did
kills
it in all caps
after murdering master.
Jesus, that fucking just like panning over to a dude hanging was not. I wasn't settling.
That was a very good series of London shots. This is just a continuously good London shot. People riding horses for no frickin' reason.
A bench
arch
in the middle of a bunch of green.
Yeah.
Wow, he's like, I didn't even bring a suitcase. I was just joking.
You know, it's funny. I mean, in Britain, they actually have very strict laws. You're not allowed to accuse anybody of a crime they haven't been convicted of in a paper. So,
but what if they're dead?
What if it's the 1970s?
In the 1970s, as long as they're not of the landed gentry, you can say whatever the fuck you want about them.
Yeah, and you can incarcerate them for any reason, which really builds character.
Especially
again, let me reiterate, I spent 90% of my youth unfairly incarcerated, and I turned out great.
That's right.
I mean, who's going to stop him if he's dead? His ghost?
Yes, Patrick. Luckily, BuzzFeed's Unsolved Mysteries is actually doing a crossover episode with this episode of Columbo.
This week, we brought our spirit box to a court of law in England.
Columbo says that there are no such things as ghosts because he ate them all.
The judge is just like, the defendant, please state your argument.
Not guilty.
Damn.
Wow. Pretty definitive that he didn't do it.
This is driving a lot of business for the wax museum.
Well, then the judge has to go sleep in some 6-year-old's room with the spirit box on, and he comes out the next morning and go, "Yep, he didn't do it."
I feel like if we were put in charge of reforms of the judicial system, we would do a lot of good.
Yeah, definitely. I think there would be a. I think people would say,
look,
"Wow!" And just
look, we'd prosecute a lot of ghost crimes.
People are being. We're getting a lot fewer convictions in the U.S., which means fewer crimes are happening.
I think the problem is that we could only convict people once they've died and become ghosts. But then, oh boy!
Look at this woman's
interesting
shirt. Oh my god!
Interesting.
They're all
the murder rate's going up.
She's wearing a big furry inner tube.
Wait, yeah, no, the newspapers would be all like, crime's going down, but death is going up.
I can't wait for the scene after the credits where this lady goes tubing.
So
my guess is
going to
be
because
go
Sir
on
Robert,
just...
Roger Haversham is here tonight, I guess.
No, because his wax figure was missing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which means
I thought we were waiting for them to reveal that.
No, Columbo just drew MS on its forehead, and now it's a golem, and it's gonna get revenge.
Oh no!
Oh man!
And you know,
I really want that.
These are Shakespearean actors. They don't know Hebrew. They don't know how to erase the part to make it meth.
Exactly.
Oh my! I'm actually surprised. Like, they can't really be the masterminds behind this. They're Shakespearean actors. They can't improv.
That is the best joke of the episode, Patrick. Well done. That is fantastic.
Wow, Mr. Dan.
Wow, I love that. I love that cartoon Viking.
Yeah, he's really good.
The wax museums are big fans of the Lost Vikings games.
too.
Yeah,
much
yeah. They haven't revealed the Haversham one.
It's gonna be the wax statue of this guy, but he's gonna have a what? Makeup thing embedded in his skull.
I was hoping it was just gonna be a Columbo wax statue.
Wait, guys, we gotta let Columbo do his thing.
Columbo's giving him that compliment sandwich, but instead of a criticism, the middle of the sandwich is an accusation of murder.
Hell yeah.
Look at that ghost.
Y'all know him on the inside, in the biblical sense. Look at him grabbing him by the elbow. Full power.
Why is this called the Chamber of Horrors?
No. He's talking about the Chamber of Horrors, which is a different part of the Wax Museum.
My favorite Harry Potter book.
Yeah, where the basilisk lives. Pussy Galore is very concerned.
She looks. Do you think this is why she misses the Princess Leia edition?
They know they're caught. Columbo's calling him out. Look, you imperialist scum. Get out of our colony, stop taxing me, and tolerate my accent. Good acting. Excellent acting.
No joke. Yes, as always. If you've ever been accused of murder, be annoyed, not offended.
Or amused.
Yes.
I can't understand what anyone has said so far, but I understand umbrellas. It's been really hard to solve this mystery, not being able to understand any of the words that are being spoken and having to function off of people's tone of voice and stuff.
I guess at the time in the 70s, umbrellas were like a new invention. And Columbo's just like, you know what? This is a weird thing. In America, we just fucking, you know... We just hold large palm leaves over our heads.
In America, you just pull up your coat over your head.
You just retract into your coat.
My protective shell.
That's why I'm usually half retracted.
Great recovery. No need for a second take.
The likeness is so good. Here's a wax sculpture of you murdering him.
Do you think that's what filming these scenes was like? Like, you would just sit down and watch Peter Falk act his ass off for like 15 minutes?
That'd be a great show.
He just looks like a drunk frog.
Yeah, wait, wasn't there, like, a thing earlier saying, hey, we were, like, physically assaulting each other?
There goes that pearl.
Damn!
Stayed in there the whole time.
Now, this umbrella is either secretly... Yeah, Columbo's like, now, this umbrella is either secretly an oyster, or...
I'm still not totally sure if umbrellas are alive or not.
Oh, it's gonna be him.
Oh, great. This is good. They're losing it.
Which is the real?
This is how he becomes the Joker. I think so far we've got two Columbo villains who have turned into the Joker.
John, I don't want to tell you about the time that in a Batman comic, Alfred used his Shakespearean training to become the Joker.
That's amazing.
Good.
It's also amazing that Alfred, a career butler, has Shakespearean training for some reason.
And also SAS training.
I mean, they're basically interchangeable at this point.
Yes, Master Bruce, I'm well trained in Sistema.
I've killed over 80 children, Master Bruce. What would you have me do?
I love that these two criminals, once they're caught, not only do they immediately lose their minds, they both start acting all over each other.
Oh, they are just like, acting their goddamn hearts out.
They're like, is this improv?
Have Pat, I become the improv?
Pat, that was the best joke of the episode. Stop trying to get mileage out of it. You're gonna ruin it.
Yeah. I didn't go back to Dover, Pat. Fucking, you gotta just let it lie and move on.
John, what's the first rule of improv?
Don't kill your weird old dad.
No, that's in the script. If it's in the script, it's fine.
You always tank everyone else's jokes because that makes you look great.
Makes you look like the smartest, coolest dude in the room.
Exactly. Look, everybody, I did this scene right. These idiots think that the crazy stuff's happening, but no.
Hugh, who's the governor of Dover?
Fuck you. How about that?
Of course. Of course.
You did it, Pat.
I'm also being accused of murder and just having to act.
This nice. Little trick I learned where I can flick shit.
Wait,
he is Mr. the greatest gaslighting motherfucker.
Wait, so that wasn't the actual?
No,
I just don't shoved think it so. In
the Pat, how could it possibly be the real
just
thing?
Just admitting their guilt.
Yeah, Pat.
Wait,
he is just gaslighting people into admitting they committed murders. This is not a surprise.
How would he have known that the pearl would have gotten in an umbrella
Fuck
to
you.
Begin with?
Fuck those people. I'm goddamn Columbo. I don't care what country I'm in.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
Will
How
get
could
a
I
conviction.
Forget this?
That's right.
This is the man who made a guy think Columbo was gonna blow him all up on a sky train.
Is that
it? Yeah, exactly. Where he's like, I'm taking you with me, or you're gonna admit to murder. That's it.
Oh, why are you sweating? Does this remind you of a bomb?
My greatest wish is that this statue he's walking under is a statue of Machiavelli.
Oh, you were gonna say. My greatest wish is that the camera pans and the statue has Columbo's face.
They've
all
already
of, all
done
of
it.
All of Britain's landmarks become Columbified.
No. There was just a statue already there from the time he solved a mystery in England 600 years ago.
It was the actual murder of Macbeth.
Oh, yes. My greatest moment when I figured out who murdered... the fucking King of Scotland or whoever the fuck Macbeth killed.
It was complicated. Don't ask me. I don't want to explain the historical context of that Macbeth is based in. Anyway,
yeah.
John, sign us out.
Please, I'm so tired.
Remember, there's an expression, and it goes like this. I've got a little porcelain marble in my belly button, and I'm a little bit colic. And I don't know what it means. That's for you to decide. Also, keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.